This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And we're talking about mindset, and we're talking about how useful is someone to your life, and how useful are they to their life. And here's a, I was talking about oil changes and people not paying attention. So, if you don't change your oil, the engine is going to fail way faster than it would if you properly maintain, you know, the engines and the fluids, etc., and filters. So it used to be that the garage, the service station, would have a book of labels or stickers, and it would say Texaco. I've still got them from the 1970s when I was changing oil for Texaco station. And you would write the mileage and the date and, you know, the check off that you lubricated the, you know, the front end, check the differential, those kinds of things, change the oil, what kind of oil you used. And you would clean off the inside of the door where the door goes against the pillar. So you really don't see it unless you open the door. But it wasn't good enough for the common, generally dumb public. So what happened was there were stickers that were clear, and you could affix them to the windshield, the lower left corner of the windshield, and you could write when the oil needed to be changed again, what kind of oil you put in it, and when it needed to be changed. That way the driver could look at it all the time. But that's not good enough, because now, and for well over a decade, probably two decades, there are warning lights that come up on the dash that say, yo, change your oil. So even on my 2004 rust bucket, my Silverado rust bucket, mostly rust colored with a little bit of white, when you change the oil, you can reset the oil life indicator by turning the ignition switch to almost to the start position, you know, the run position, and then depressing the accelerator pedal three times within 5 seconds. That says, oh, you just got an oil change. Good. And I'll let you know when to change it again. So we aren't even smart enough to remember to change our oil. That's not how I do it. What I do is I write down, I cut a side off the oil filter box. So if it's a Fram or an AC Delco or whatever I happen to be using, I cut that box off and I write on the back the date, the miles, and exactly what I did. What kind of oil I used, whether I checked the differential, whether I replaced belts, and if I replaced the transmission filter or service transmission, I cut the side of the box off that. So I have a record, and I write down where I bought it. And if I put a hub in the vehicle, I cut the side of the box off, and I write down, you know, front hub and where I bought it and whether it had a lifetime guarantee or not. So I have impeccable records of what I do. And I have the proof that I bought those parts because I have the boxes, you know, the part that I cut off. And I put them in a Ziploc baggie and I put them in the glove compartment. That's how I do it. But most Americans don't know how to change their oil, don't change their oil, and they're too lazy to pay attention, so they don't do it and they don't know what it means and they're destroying their equipment. So is that somebody that you want to have come to your house and help you when times get worse? What would they do? And that's what I've been thinking about, is just independently from Kyle. What value do people bring to the table? Do I want somebody to come to my house to say, Vinny, things are really, really bad. We're starving. But you know what? Remember me? I'm the guy that came over, you know, when you used to have barbecues and I used to love to come over to your place and have iced tea or maybe a sip of a beer and some hamburgers. Remember me? I'm the guy with the vibes. I don't need anybody with vibes. Believe me. And nobody else does either. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll throw in another thought here for you, folks. If you've got a newer car that uses oil marked for 0-20 weight, can you imagine how tight of a tolerance the inside of that engine is in order to have to require 0-20 weight oil? The tolerances are probably beyond your comprehension, practically nothing. And if you run that oil until it is pitch black, you are running grit through those tight tolerances. And in my opinion, that was or is one of the ways that they're going to try to get you to buy newer cars all the time. It's planned obsolescence because they know most people are not going to change their oil on time. Now, here's a little trick that I use. I don't cut the tops off like Vince. Vince has got so many vehicles, I'm surprised he doesn't keep it on a computer. Because if I had his, I could sell mine and use the money for a fire starter. Just teasing. Anyway, what I do for the two vehicles that my wife and I drive that we are on a lot of highway driving. Number one, I use Prolong in every vehicle. And just an update on that, it has caused the temperature gauge on my wife's car that we just purchased a few months ago, and it's an older 011 Honda, right? Mine's an 06 Toyota. It has caused the temperature gauge on her car to go down. It caused the temperature gauge on my car to go down. And you would think that the thermostat in this thing would hold it at the particular temperature. But it dropped on my temperature gauge about one needle because I watched that stuff really close. It dropped the temperature gauge on my 3/4-ton pickup by 7 degrees on what it showed on the inside gauge. It also, for some reason, and this happened on both the plow truck that I have, which is a 93 Chevy with a 350 engine, and the other 3/4-ton I have is a 350 engine also. It also, when I put the Prolong in there, it increased, and I don't know how it did this, it increased the oil pressure. I don't know, again, I cannot explain it, but I can tell you that it increased the oil pressure probably 5 pounds in both trucks. So when I change the oil in the two cars that are on the highway the most, I change them at 5,000-mile intervals, and what I have done is I changed it sooner on my wife's car in order to get it into 5,000s that are easily rememberable, 100,000, 105,000, 110,000, 115,000. And that's exactly the way I do my own car as well. Same thing. They're changed on 5,000-mile increments, and I never miss it. If anything, I will do it a couple of 100 miles before. If it's getting close, I change it. So in any case, if you've got a newer vehicle, folks, that requires that 0-20 weight oil, you should be almost to the point of paranoid of getting that changed on time and more often. If you want to keep the car, you know, if you can afford $6,000 to put another engine in it, I guess you could, neglect it. Because the old adage, you can pay me now or pay me later, is going to apply to you. And my dad used to say something to us when we were kids a lot. An education is expensive, no matter how you got to get it. And what he meant by that is, you can either learn, as an example, how to change your own oil, and do it when you need to, rather than wait until it's 10,000 miles or 9,000 miles on your engine. And you'll go through a few cycles like that, and then one of these days, sure, it's going to cost you more money to change your oil earlier and on regular intervals. And that's, so there's an education. It costs you. You can either pay that now, or you can wait till a few cycles of 9,000, 10,000 miles on your oil and replace the engine. Either way, you're going to pay. So think about that. An education is expensive no matter how you got to get it. And you're going to pay for it one way or the other. Vince, over to you.
You know, I absolutely agree with that. I have a slightly different twist or slightly different verbiage, but same exact meaning. An education is expensive. A lack of education is more expensive.
Yep.
And you're talking about 0W20 weight oil class. This is exactly correct, what Kyle's saying about these very, very, very tight tolerances on these newer engines. There's something called variable valve timing. Sometimes it's called VVT, as in variable valve timing. And that's designed to get more miles per gallon by having the timing that the valves open, the intake and exhaust valves open, more precise and literally changing as the engine load changes, advancing more or advancing less, the opening based on the crankshaft position, which is, where is the piston? You know, what is the exact position of the piston, up, down, etc.? And how many degrees of the 360-degree circle is that crankshaft? So variable valve timing uses a solenoid. And that solenoid controls oil pressure to the camshaft, the mechanism that operates the variable valve timing system. And what happens is, with those 9,000-mile oil changes, the sludge builds up and that system stops working. So then what happens is your engine efficiency decreases markedly. And then you get a message that your engine is not running properly, and then you need to replace those solenoids. You know, which, they're not expensive, but sometimes they're really hard to get to. So it might be $50 for the part, $100 for the part, and $100 for labor. That did not need to occur. So those are a couple thoughts about changing the oil. And really, it's all about, you got to know a lot of things. You have to know how to fix faucets. You know, have to know how to fix plumbing, wiring, change your oil. And you can start with the next oil change. You can do it yourself. You really can. But you might need some ramps to drive up on, because the new vehicles are so low, you can't get under them. But I want to talk a little bit more about these new engines and what happens when some.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Kyle said some things that might have been missed. But I was paying close attention to what he was saying. So I'll say it this way. I believe he was talking about 0W20 weight engine oil. And I believe he also mentioned that he has a Chevrolet pickup truck that has a 350 cubic inch engine. That engine is a workhorse. That engine was absolutely, incredibly durable and strong. I have that very same engine in my 2004 pickup truck, except they don't call it that. They call it a 4.3 liter V6. Now, I did not make a mistake. The 350 cubic inch engine is a Chevrolet V8. If you lop off two cylinders, what you have is a 4.3 liter V6. That's not as good, but it's the same really rugged design. Well, depending on how many cast iron parts they took off and replaced them with plastic or aluminum parts. But I'm talking about the intake manifold. But that 350 is an extraordinary engine. And let's say one of the spark plugs wasn't working right. Let's say it was fouled or one of the spark plug wires wasn't right. Or maybe the air cleaner should have been changed sooner. I'm not talking about Kyle, but I'm just talking in general terms. And the engine was running rough. It could take it. It could take it. You would get worse fuel mileage, but you were not going to have a catastrophic failure. Now, the new engines, And you might be able to identify these by the kind of engine oil it uses, like 0W20 engine oil, really tight tolerances, maybe a turbocharger or two. These little tiny sewing machine engines that have extraordinarily high rated horsepower. Those little things, if the engine starts knocking because maybe one spark plug isn't working right, one out of four, that vibration can cause a catastrophic engine failure. Now, what is a catastrophic engine failure? That's one that takes invasive mechanics to figure out exactly what happened. Like, oh, I don't know, maybe piston rings breaking, piston lands breaking, bearings spinning. All kinds of things can happen that will cost more to fix than the engine's worth. Then, of course, you have to pay to get the engine, the old one out and the new one in. So it's an expensive proposition that can be prevented by simply changing the oil, but the GDP doesn't seem to know that. That's why maybe you can share this with some people that you know that don't change their oil. So I just wanted to share that the older engines could take it. They could take an out-of-balance, out-of-cylinder balance condition where one cylinder was maybe not performing up to snuff as compared to the rest. You could take it and take it and take it for 50,000 miles maybe, or more. New engines? No. New engines, the check engine light pops up, and it'll tell you that there is an out-of-balance cylinder condition, and if you don't stop like right now, you're going to have a catastrophic engine failure. Kyle, am I exaggerating?
Not at all, Vince. The people don't realize that these newer cars are so integrated so that every system in that engine function, from the fuel pressure all the way to the spark, to the valve timing, to the air conditioner, to the fan motor, to so many things are so integral in there that if one facet of these things fails, the whole thing will shut down. That's why I don't own anything newer than 011, and I doubt I will ever buy anything newer than 011 or 12 at the most.
So, Kyle, I'm looking, I just typed in PCV, valve. When I was behind the counter back in the 70s when I was working at high school, after school and during college, and when I was home for the summers, I worked in an auto parts store, an independent auto parts store. And that was great because I had a great learning experience. And so I used to sell AC Delco positive crankcase ventilation valves, PCV valves, for $1.79. Little metal valve attached to a rubber hose through a grommet in the valve cover. And every once in a while they get plugged up and you could clean them or you could buy a new one. $1.79, get a new one if you didn't want to clean it. Well, they're now $12.99 for that type of a replaceable one. But the new Chevy Cruze? No. You have to replace the whole intake manifold.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Idaho police on Wednesday released a description of a car that was last seen in the area of a house where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered 3 weeks ago. In a Facebook post Wednesday, police posted pictures of a white 2011-2013 Hyundai Elantra as the car they are looking for. A federal grand jury has indicted Republican Florida Representative Joe Harding on 6 felony counts, including money laundering and wire fraud. The complaint alleges that between December of 2020 and March of 2021, Harding committed 2 acts of wire fraud through a scheme to defraud COVID-19 small business loans through false and fraudulent pretenses. Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a 1-for-1 prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So you might be wondering why I mentioned the PCV valve at $1.79 when I was selling auto parts behind the counter back in the 70s. And what's that got to do with anything? Well, Kyle mentioned integration. And what he said, I believe, was how so many systems are connected to so many other systems. And the intake manifold used to be made out of cast iron, and then it was made out of cast aluminum, and then it was made out of plastic. The new ones are made out of plastic. Well, if you look at a Chevy Cruze, little high-performance four-cylinder engine, one of these that if there's an out-of-balance condition, the engine will self-destruct. That's the kind of engine I was talking about. So that $1.79 part has been replaced with a plastic intake manifold with a check valve in it. And if that, what happens is that darn little check valve, the little tiny ball the size of a pea, kind of gets sucked into the engine somewhere. They just disappear. And then what happens is the engine starts blowing oil all over the spark plugs, and then it starts misfiring, and then there's a misfire condition, which is could be a catastrophic, or cause a catastrophic engine failure, all because they don't have a $1.79 positive crankcase ventilation kind of system with a $1.79 part. So how much does it cost to fix this plastic intake manifold? Well, the average repair is somewhere between $333 and $369. For a plastic intake manifold that you would never, never have I had to replace a cast iron or aluminum intake manifold. Never. Because they don't fail. Because they're durable. Kind of like that 350 cubic inch engine that Kyle has. Now, the newer 2004 version of the V6 of that, the 4.3 liter Chevy V6, that's partially cast aluminum intake manifold and partially plastic. But as the years got newer and newer and newer, closer to today's models, the more plastic is used in the engine, more and more and more. And it's a nuisance because now you have to replace gaskets that leak that you never had to replace before. Because for some reason the plastic can't take the heat. So why do they use it? And that's another thing. Why is it that a plastic bucket, a 5-gallon bucket from 30 years ago, is still good? But the new ones, the handles crack off. The bottoms break. And if you have paint that comes in a 5-gallon bucket, you better use it before 5 years or it's going to leak all over the place because it's going to self-destruct. The bucket is going to self-destruct. Kyle, are you seeing this too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I had one a prepper tip for people, Vince, I've been thinking about. And because I do it all the time, and I sort of do it without thinking about it. So one of the things that, especially if you live in colder, wetter climates, especially in the winter, that you need to do is you need to take care of your boots, especially leather boots. And if you've got a pencil and paper, I'm going to give you a recipe on how to build the best boot cream I have ever come across in my life. Because just as an example, I did my son's boots about 3 weeks ago for him. He was here and accidentally left his boots here. And so I thought, boy, these are some nice boots, and I'm just going to go ahead and waterproof them for him. Well, I got the boots to him about 3 days later, and he called me the other day and said, Dad, I want some of this boot cream that you make for Christmas. He said, this is the most amazing stuff I have ever seen. I've been wearing them constantly for 3 weeks in snow and water. And he said, the water just beads up on it and runs off. He said, the leather is softer and feels better into my feet. And so anyway, he was bragging about it. And I'm going to give you the recipe for this. And it's, you got to be a little bit careful with it. You can't be foolish. So the three ingredients are beeswax, cocoa butter, and castor oil. You're going to use one part beeswax that you're going to melt on the stove on a double broiler. You don't want it directly on the heat. Use water in a double broiler at the bottom and put your beeswax in there. One part beeswax. Then you're going to get one part cocoa butter that you're going to melt into the beeswax. And then you're going to get three parts castor oil, C-A-S-T-O-R, oil. And you mix that in with those other two ingredients and mix them well. And then just set it aside, and it will make 5 ounces. And you can just set it aside and use it for your leather boots. Now, here's the trick. If you've got a wood stove, don't microwave this mixture, by the way. If you want to use it, the best way to use it is to have your boots by the wood stove or a heater so that they're warm. And then you put the mixture by over your little heater there, like a, say a little vent somewhere that's blowing out real warm air, or by the wood stove so that it will melt or get extremely pliable, because it'll set up to kind of a little bit of a slightly flexible paste. It's not really a very pasty. It's a little, if it's cold, of course, it'll get pasty. But otherwise, you set that up by the wood stove until it gets warm, real warm. And I like mine even melted so that it turned liquid again. And then you dip a rag in there, and that liquid will easily go into good, dry, clean boots, leather, the leather on them. And if the boots are warm, it'll just soak right into the leather like crazy. And then you just set your boots aside, let that kind of dry for a while, if you can, overnight in front of the wood stove. And your boots will be preserved for a couple of months easily under heavy use. I have used this now for years, and I love it. It is the best recipe I ever come across for making your boots preserved and stay flexible and pliable, and the seams don't seem to give out near as fast because they're preserved from the weather and they flex easier. Your any comments on that, Beth?
Yeah, I think it's a great recipe. And, class, I wear boots, and my favorite boots are made by the Thursday, Thursday Boot Company, Thursday Boot Company. And I was able to buy a pair of used boots. And normally I wouldn't do this, but, you know, the economy is pretty lousy. And this was a couple of years ago. So for about $100, I mean, buying a pair of used boots for $100 is nuts, right? Well, I mean, I think somebody opened the box and said, you know what, I don't think I like them, and sold them on eBay. So the one that I have is, the model is called Capitan, C-A-P-I-T-A-N, or Captain. And it is an extraordinarily good quality boot, I think second to none. It's got a Goodyear welt. It's a, you know, you could wear these to the White House. I mean, you know, if you're ever invited to... Well, who'd go, right? But, I mean, if you were invited, they're that dressy. They're really nice. They're very durable, and they're great for the farm, too. So that's what I wore to Dr. Sheely's birthday party, Thursday boots. So, yeah, but you need to take care of them. It's kind of like changing your oil. You just can't have a pair of boots and just wear them and scuff them up and expect them to last a long time if you don't preserve the leather. So I really like that, the beeswax, the cocoa butter, the castor oil, all relatively inexpensive. And if you have a pair of boots and you buy them for full price and you pay $200 for them, you know, take care of them. Kyle, there's something that I wanted to talk about, a couple other things. You're talking about integration. You know, there are cars that, well, you're a 350 cubic inch Chevy, and my 4.3 liter Chevrolet engine have thermostats, and a thermostat is like $5, and that is something that regulates the engine temperature by controlling the flow of the coolant. So it's typically, you buy them, and sometimes they come with a rubber O-ring, so $5, $6, $7, you're good to go. But some of the new cars, you've got to buy a whole assembly, a whole plastic assembly with the thermostat embedded in it, and it could be a $50 part. For something that used to be two bolts, real easy to get to, easy to do, half-hour job, and now it's a bigger problem because it's been integrated. And that's what Kyle was talking about. There's something else I wanted to mention. Kyle, any comments about that? This level of integration?
No, I agree with you, Ben. You're right. They're making it so that you don't and can't work on stuff yourself, and they're making it so that you won't even be able to find it a lot of times, or even be willing to work on it. That's what they want to do, because the dumber they can make the general public, the more control they can exert over you.
I got it all wrong, Kyle. I thought for years, I think the engineers at these big automotive companies, I think they hate their mechanics. They make it so hard to work on these vehicles, so complicated. I mean, if you want to change the transmission filter in some of these General Motors cars with the sideways engines, I'm talking about an engine that is literally sideways, so if you look at it, instead of the engine going from front to back, it goes left to right. You have to take the transmission out in order to change the transmission filter. And to do that, you have to take the engine out. And to do that, you have to take part of the front off and the hood and move out of the way of the air conditioning system or disconnect it and computers. I mean, it's a huge job. For something that used to, you put the vehicle up on the lift, you take out 15 small bolts, drain the fluid, change the filter, put a new transmission pan gasket on, put the bolts back in, put, you know, with the new filter and the fluid, and, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours later, you're good to go. Not anymore. So I don't think, but I don't think it's the mechanics that the engineers hate. I don't think that's it. I think the engineers hate the customers.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yep, I agree with that.
In Oregon and Washington, there's something that we've been talking about here at USA Prepares for years, something that I broached, and I thought people would find this so concerning, they would consider voting for Vincent Finelli for board of directors member at Laclede Electric Cooperative. And so I stood on stage and I talked about the grid, and I talked about the vulnerability of the grid, and I literally took out a 556, some people would recognize that slightly incorrectly as a 223, pulled one of those out of my suit jacket or sports coat pocket. I said, you know, I bought this for about 20 cents. One of these could take out a substation, electric substation, and thousands and thousands of people would be without electricity. Well, I said that many years ago as a warning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I mentioned this on stage, and I literally took this cartridge out of my sport coat pocket, and I held it between my thumb and forefinger, and I said, this costs about 20 cents, and one of these could take out a substation. And I would not delineate exactly how. And I was shaking hands before I went on stage, and I met, this was in the good old days when you could do those kinds of things, and I met the husband of one of the current board of directors members, and I was telling him this little story, and he said, quote, "That's idiotic," end quote. I said, "Well, no, not really. I talked to the senior engineer at Liquid, and he said, no, that's absolutely true." So here we have people who don't know very much about very much, and they are, they're in the families of people who are running the show. So now, if you check the information on the public domain, the internet, there's five electric substations in Oregon and Washington State that were just attacked the same exact way with rifle fire or some other demolition tactics right after two North Carolina substations were shot up that caused widespread power outages. So when we talk about being prepared, y'all might think that electricity is there, and you just, whenever you feel like using it, you just plug something in, turn the switch, pull the cord, whatever you do to use electricity, of course you're going to be charged for it, but it's always there. Well, that's not always the case, because some out-of-control people shot up some power substations and blew it up. And the fact of the matter is that they have transformers there that are specific to that exact location. That exact location. Meaning, there's not a transformer store where you go and say, well, I just need a couple replacements and morons shot up the substation. There are none. It takes 2 years to get one made from Europe. We don't even make them. And they're unique. Now, the ones that, those cans that are on power poles are pretty ubiquitous, and maybe you can go to the, you know, the supply depot with the cooperative and get, you know, a couple of those. But these substation ones, no, no, no. And if they lose, I'm not going to talk about how it's done, but it's really simple, and it's got to be stopped. Now, here's the other problem. So let's say you see some guy with a hunting rifle, and he's got that thing, the barrel, he's got his scope zeroed in, and it looks like he's going to lay fire from afar at a substation. What would happen if you tried to intercede? You know, you had your hunting rifle trained on that guy. And let's say you did something like that, or a person did something, not you, a person did something like that, and took out the guy who had the rifle aimed at the substation. Well, maybe the guy who's got the rifle aimed at the substation is trying to protect the substation from some other guy who's close in with a pistol to take out the substation. What I'm saying is this is a huge problem, and it's got lots of pitfalls and traps. The answer is we need to build walls around these substations so people can't take pot shots at them. I'm in favor of really serious capital punishment for people who do this, because if someone takes out a substation and electricity fails or is cut off because of it, and customers are on oxygen concentration machines, meaning they need oxygen to live, and the electricity that runs the oxygen concentrators is not there, and the person dies, that could be second-degree murder, right? This is serious stuff. I don't have an answer, but I do think walls need to be built around these substations, because if you look at them, they're in the middle, they're in the open. Kyle, back to you.
Oh, yeah. One time, Vince, I used to work at a dam, and they were asking for security concerns. And I wrote a whole page. And I said, you guys have a little tiny fence. That's it. You don't have a gate with a guard. You don't have anything but this little fence that comes up, and we come up with our card and touch this card to it, card reader. But if somebody wanted to do damage to this thing, they'd drive right through this fence. And anyway, you're right, Vince. There is so much of our grid that is so unprotected, it's not even funny. And I'm also in favor of major penalties for anybody that shoots up anything that has to do with, affects people's lives to the point of death.
I'm with you.
Think this thing through in a hurry.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I am for major, major, major penalties, including capital punishment. This is really serious, class. And you may want to contact your electric utility and ask them what they're doing about it. It's real serious. You know, the military doesn't generate its own electricity. It gets it from the grid. How about that? Can you imagine? This is real serious stuff. I'm not advocating anything other than protection for the grid, because without it, we're all going to die. Or most of us. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us today. Tomorrow, class, Bert and Greg.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.